So St. Luke, as we heard at least three times already, written in the liturgy of the book, in the liturgy that comes to us from the prayer book tonight, was a physician. However, we never see Luke doing any physician-like stuff. In fact, he's mentioned as a physician once in the text, but this has come down to us. And I'm guessing when this parish was named in the 1950s, after it stopped being, I think it was St. Francis Chapel, First Church originally, and became St. Luke's, I'm sure the folks that got together said, you know, we want this to be a place of respite. We want this to be a place of restoration. We want it to be a place of healing. And they named it St. Luke's. That's why, that's usually the story with parishes named St. Luke's. They felt there was some mission or calling around healing. And this is why so many hospitals are named St. Luke's Hospital. But we don't get to see him doctoring ever. In fact, there are no stories of him like writing a prescription or stitching somebody up or, you know, making together some salve for Paul when he travels with them. The accounts that we have of Luke are very much different than the identity that we get of him as a physician. Now, it is probably true that his physician perspective on the world did have him write in different ways. In fact, you get two unique stories in Luke's gospel that are about healing. One in particular, the story of the 10 lepers, where 9 are healed. All 10 are healed and 9 leave and 1 comes back. That's a St. Luke story only. He's concerned with this community of lepers. And so he includes this tale. And then one that you might not often think about is a story of healing, which is unique to Luke as well, is the story of, or we call it the story of the Good Samaritan. This is a story where somebody is left, and you know what they need? They need care. Luke, if he doesn't give us that story that Jesus tells, we don't get that story. But even so, even if Luke is trained doctor and he's a doctor, he at some point decides his identity of a doctor takes second place to other opportunities that present themselves to him. Because the stories we do get of Luke, not just imagining a physician's perspective on the stories in the gospel, and not just imagining, and though it's probably true at the end of 2 Timothy tonight where Paul is describing the last years of his life, he says, only Luke is with me. Certainly makes sense that a physician is there. But the things that we find out about Luke are mainly that he is willing to travel with Paul and be lots of places with Paul that are uncomfortable. Not because he's being paid to be Paul's personal physician, but because he has decided to be a witness of the gospel. So somewhere, he didn't say, you know, to be a doctor and that's what I'm doing and I'm going to go everywhere and be a doctor. He said, something is compelling me to be flexible, to be available, and to change course and not to be rigid. I'm being called or I'm provided the opportunity to be in some other place. And that's what I think is so encouraging about Luke. A lot of ways that we in our personal lives feel as though there are certain things that we are made to do and we're just going to do those things. Or there are ways we say we have trained X, Y, or Z and that's the way I can serve the people around. And I imagine with Luke there was probably some moments like that. There was probably a community of practice that he had had to be left for him to go with Paul. And it's not that he's being called away, it's not that he's being, some other plan was made for him. It's that he recognized that this was a place for him to be flexible and use a gift that maybe he didn't even know he had in a new location, in a new place, new groups of folks. And that's what I think is so amazing about Luke, who we call a doctor, and we never see him being a doctor, We only see him being flexible and available and transient. Because he is Paul's companion and because he is compelled by the good news. Now, if I think of Luke that way, instead of going to his gospel and thinking of the gospel as a gospel written by a doctor with lots of medical details in it, and I think about Luke as a person who values his flexibility and his availability to go and do what God is putting in front of him instead of doing what he planned to do himself, that changes the way I read Luke's gospel. Because Luke actually starts his gospel with a story that's about two women that happens to. Because Elizabeth, who's the mother of John the Baptist, is not expecting to have a child because of her old age. And Mary is also not expecting to have a child because of her young age. And neither resists. They both exemplify the flexibility and the availability to what God is put in front of them to do, to serve. And I think if we didn't have that story from Luke, we'd know nothing about those two women. And I think that's because Luke wanted to emphasize that God sometimes comes in and presents different ways for us to be, not the ways that we had planned. And the heart of discipleship is being ready to follow. Amen.